This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is celebrating the passage of his $17 billion budget for 2025. It avoids a property tax increase, but relies on several other hiked taxes and fees. The budget's narrow passage came after weeks of acrimony, shifting budget schedules, and last-minute amendments that added up to four different iterations of the spending plan. Alderwoman Maria Haddon, co-chair of the Progressive Caucus, gave a scathing assessment of Johnson's budget process.
Mr. Mayor, we have heard a lot about your progressive values throughout this process, and I don't doubt them. But how we do things is just as important as what we do. And the way you've led this process has left the city council fractured, Chicagoans less trusting in government.
In response, Johnson noted numerous compromises included in the final budget. Mayor Johnson has announced his appointees to the new school board that will be seated in January. Johnson is tapping mostly community organizers and activists while keeping all but two current school board members. He gets to appoint 11 of 21 members to join the 10 members elected in November. Sean Harden will be president. He worked in CPS's community affairs department more than a decade ago. The other new members include two teachers union endorsed candidates who lost in November, a longtime Northwest Side local school council member, a Logan Square activist, and a Southwest Side pastor who has worked as an immigration rights advocate. The board will face difficult decisions in the year ahead, including a deficit expected to be at minimum $500 million. The Sangamon County Sheriff's Department in Springfield is changing the way it hires deputies. That's according to Sheriff Paula Crouch. She stepped in after former Sheriff Jack Campbell resigned due to the shooting death of Sonia Massey at the hands of one of his deputies. Crouch says one of the changes is giving their merit commission the power to disqualify an applicant after reviewing an extensive background check.
There's always opportunity to improve, and no matter what topic that we're talking about, whether it's patrol, whether it's change in policies, whether it's our community outreach, because that's just my belief.
Massey was an unarmed Black woman who was killed by former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson after she had called 911 to her home for help. Grayson is in jail awaiting trial on first-degree murder charges. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating the Sheriff's Department and county for civil rights violations. An Illinois lawmaker wants to limit the role artificial intelligence plays in denying people health care coverage. Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan's bill creates the Artificial Intelligence Systems Use in Health Insurance Act. It says humans must meaningfully review any denial, reduction, or termination in benefits for Illinois policyholders that resulted from AI. Morgan says AI is here to stay, and it's important to set parameters now.
If you're going to have your healthcare denied, it should be done by somebody only who has a healthcare background. But instead, we run the risk of AI stepping into those shoes.
Morgan introduced the measure a few days before Thanksgiving. He doesn't know if there's enough time to address it before lawmakers adjourn in January, but says he will introduce a new version in the spring. Some more things you should know today. The federal judge in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has threatened to hold a key witness in contempt. Former State Representative Edward Acevedo was paid by ComEd and AT&T to do little to no work. Gigs allegedly set up by Madigan and his co-defendant while the companies had legislation pending. Acevedo told jurors he did do some work, so the prosecutor showed him a transcript of his grand jury testimony that apparently differed from that claim. He said he couldn't see it because his eyeglasses were at home. The judge said that he would hold him in contempt if he showed up in court again without those glasses. The Bears lost to the Vikings 30-12. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams had to scramble a lot to avoid the Vikings' defense. He finished with 18 of 31 passes for 191 yards and one late touchdown pass to Keenan Allen. Minnesota moved to a tie with Detroit for first place in the NFC North, with their seventh consecutive victory. Both teams are 12-2. The Bears took their eighth straight loss and fell to 4-10. They host the Lions next Sunday. Today's weather. It's going to be cloudy, with the high reaching the low 40s. Tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies again, maybe even some flurries, and for the high to reach the mid-30s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.